We are learning Masechtas Brachos, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Samach Beis Amud Beis, the two dots, like 10 lines from the bottom, Rekika. It said in our Mishnah that you're not allowed to do certain things that are not covered on the Har HaBayis, and one of them are Rekika, and it says we know Rekika from a Kal V'Chaimer. That's the Makar that you're not allowed to spit on the Har HaBayis. Zok to Gemara, Omra Bibi, Omra Vishua Malevi, Kal Roikek B'Har HaBayis, Uzman Hazeh. Anyone spits bezvan hazeh, kilu reikik vas einoiz. Kilu, he spit kavayochel in Hashem's eyes. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, v'yu einai v'libi sham kol ha-yomim. That Hashem says, my eyes and my heart will be there on the Har HaBayis all the days. And like the Mashal speaks out, we're going according to Ma'al-Yom, a kitchel, a shayit, a kitchel, la'asalav. And therefore, it's aser to spit there. And the Rama's mashma, all the dinim of Har HaBayis still apply. So you have to know, those people who go up to Har HaBayis, they have to know they shouldn't wear shoes. They should not wear shoes. Because all the halachas of Har HaBayis are still kayim, even zman hazeh, like it's mavui in the Rambam. Omar Rava, Rekika Beis HaKnesses Sharia. In the Beis HaKnesses, even though the Mishnah says in Megillah that you can't do a kapadaria, you can't do a shortcut, but Rekika in the Beis HaKnesses is mutter. How do we know? Midava minol. You see a lot of going to the shul with shoes, and my minol of Har HaBayis aser. The Beis HaKnesses mutter, just like a minol in the shul is different than the Har HaBayis, because the Har HaBayis is also in the shul is mutter. After Kika, spit also of the Har HaBayis with the osir, the Beis HaKnesses shari. The Beis HaKnesses mutter. Only our Papa LaRava, V'amri LaRavina LaRava, V'amri LaRava Adab HaMas LaRava, that why you're learning off a minol that it's mutter to spit, are the Yalaf a minol, Yalaf a Kapadarya. Learn off from Kapadarya that we say that you now do a shulka, just you can't do a shulka, you can't spit. How do you learn from a shul? Zach the Gemara. Amalei, Tana Yalf Minil Vat Amos Bekapadaria. The Tana learns the whole Makar that Rekika is also a spit is also in the first place from shoes, so watch the way from Bekapadaria. Even on Har HaBayis, learned that from Minil. Mahi, the Tana looked in a bright, so. When it comes to Adam Har HaBayis, a person shouldn't go into Har HaBayis, like Makla Shaviyadai, not with his stick, walking stick in hand. The Mepharshim explained, does that mean a cane? A cane, a guy, a person can't walk, of course he could bring a cane. Makla means his walking stick. He used to walk with a walking stick those days, he shouldn't bring that. And not your shoes, not with your money pouch. You shouldn't wear a pouch that's put up behind your back. You should make a shortcut. And the bride goes, you shouldn't spit. Still, it says, take off your shoes by Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see, the whole Makar and Har HaBayis is from Minol. Reis Yehuda has a different makar. You don't need that makar. Different makar. Different kavuchayim. Reo Imer ke'ein lovei el shar hamelch levush sak. It shouldn't come. This is grad in the Megillah. It shouldn't come shar hamelch levush sak. Well, it's from kavuchayim. My sak she'ein mos v'nebos v'adam. Sak is not mos. Kach, you can't come in front of the melech. Rekika shu meusa v'nemalch malchem lochem v'kol shekein. Rekika, that's meusa. It, of course you shouldn't do it. That's not Kavachayim. But upon him, the first Tana Kama holds, you learn from Minol. So he's tining. You know why I learn from Minol that you don't have Rekika in a shul? Because the whole Makar Rekika is from Minol. And a Minol, a shul, is mutter in a shul, in a basic Nessas. So that's why I said it's mutter. So I'm Alei, I'll explain you my question. Anahach Kamina. Name Ahach L'chumra L'chumra. Let us say L'chumra. And the Gemara explains. Hey, Maharabai is the awesome of a Minol. Har HaBayis that middle's also. So there you learn at Rekika from Minol, Lof from Minol. Al Beis HaKnesses the Shari from Minol, Beis HaKnesses the Zmut from Minol, Al the Yal from Minol, V'laheter, if you're learning out from shoes and say it's mutter to spit, you know, V'kapadar lesser. Let's learn out from Kapadar. You're right, everything's Makar from Minol. But we're asking a question, learn out from Kapadar, it's also spit on Beis HaKnesses. So Rabbi says you're right, now have a different shot. Alam Rabbi ki Beisai. The shul is like a house. Ma Beisai Kapadar Kapid Inish. A person doesn't want people making a shortcut through his house. But a Rekika Minol, like Kapad Inish, people not worried about spit or Minol. In those days they had earth floors and they spit on the floor. That was very normal to spit those days. And it was a Rekika Minol, like Kapad Inish. Abbez Knesses, Kapadari da Asa. But a Rekika Minol, Shari. So, but a Bez Knesses is like a house, therefore a shortcut's also. But a Rekika Minol is Mutter because like a house. Now, why is a Bez Knesses like your house and why is a Shul? And why is the shul like your house? And why is the Beis HaMikdash not like your house? What's the difference? We know a Beis HaMikdash is a Mikdash mat. So I heard from someone who said over from Rabbi Salvechik, from Yoshua Salvechik, a pshat is that Beis HaKnesses is Hashem comes to our, Kaviyachal, to our place. His Shechina comes to us. Mashenge Beis HaMikdash, we go to them. So it's more together, like there's different dinim. Let's say a king or a president you meet the president in his White House. There's a certain standard. But if you come to your house, you give him kavod, but you have a different standard. So our Beis HaKnesses is a lesser standard of Beis HaMikdash. It's not Hashem's house, it's our house that Hashem comes and Shechina Shaira and our place in Beis HaKnesses. That was the part you wanted to say, to mechalak two things. It says in our Mishnah that in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to answer the Lashon mina oilam, and they added on mina oilam ad oilam. That says Baruch Hashem Akei Shom mina oilam ba'ad oilam. That's what the Mevarich said. Now, why did the Mevarich say such a long bracha in the Beis HaMikdash? So the reason is we're in the Gemara, in our Gemara here, because since the way they answered brachas was Baruch Hashem Kvay Mochusay Lelam Vayad, which was a long answer instead of Amen, which is a short answer, he said Baruch Hashem. Therefore, the bracha also was a long bracha. That's what's before you in the Gemara and in our Mishnah. Zog the Gemara, Kol Kach Lama. The Gemara question basically is, why do we have to have such a long bracha? So Gemara says, you know why? Because you say Baruch Shem. Since you don't say a short Amen B'Mikdash, therefore the bracha, the chasima of the bracha, the end of the bracha, is longer. Because since it's a longer aniyah, no Amen, it's Baruch Shem, therefore the bracha is longer. And how do you know there's no Amen in the Beis HaMikdash? Amen Shein Amen B'Mikdash. Shinem HaKud says in the Pasuk, Kumu Baruch Hu Hashem Alekeichem, Min HaOilam Ad HaOilam, Va'oimer V'Yivaruch Hu Shem K'vaydecho, M'Roim HaMakal Baruch HaSihilo. So there, at the end, it says that they make the bracha, the Mevarech makes the bracha, Min HaOilam Ad HaOilam. And we answer, V'Yivaruch Hu Shem K'vaydecho, M'Roim HaMakal Baruch HaSihilo. Don't say, say Amen. You say, V'Yivaruch Hu Shem K'vaydecho, which means Baruch Shem K'vayd. Yochol kol brachos kula and teila and tilachas. Maybe after the whole Shemoneh Esrei, you make one Baruch Shem Kvar Malchus Shem Levet. You don't say Amen. You say Baruch Shem at the end of the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Tamaloyma amureyma makol brachos hila. I call bracha or bracha teila hila. After every bracha, you give a tila of Baruch Shem. It's not only after the end, after every single bracha. The Mishnah says further that even though a person's a human, you're allowed to put Hashem's name on him. You're allowed to say Hashem Yimachem Yivarecha Hashem. Even though he's a person, you're allowed to say. We learn that from, we have four pesukim in the Mishnah. We learn that from Boaz. Boaz said, "Avinei Boaz Ma'bes Lechem V'Yem LeKoytshem Hashem Yimachem V'Yem LeYivarecha Hashem." Then you have a pasuk with Gidon and the Malach. It says Hashem Imcha. Then it says two other pesukim: Atavis Kizikti Yimecha and Eislas LaHashem. So, Dr. Gemara, what do you have all these pesukim for? What are all these spoken for? The chitema that Boya said Hashem Malchem, and they answer Yivarecha Hashem. Boya's v'dait nafshek amar. Boya's did his own thing, but maybe we can't learn from him. Toshema, it says in the pasuk by Gidon that the Malach said Hashem imcha. Said to the Gidon who's a human, Hashem imcha. Gibarachayil. The chitema Malach who dekamri le Gidon. Maybe a Malach could say it. A Malach could say that because he's coming from a shlichus from Hashem. But who's that to us? Toshema. It says in the pasuk, "Atavoyz kizikni yimecha." Don't listen to what your forefathers did, which is Boaz, and therefore it teaches us that we do what Boaz did. Va'oyma, another pasuk, "Eis lasis Hashem meferet Torasecha," which means that when it's "Eis lasis Hashem," which is the inyan to have shalom, therefore you could be a meferet Torasecha and say Hashem's name. And then I want to explain this pasuk with two drashas. Amar Rava, Haikra Mereisha L'Seifa Madrash. You can darshan Mereisha L'Seifa, and Mereisha L'Reifa Madrash. You can darshan Mereisha L'Reisha. Mereisha L'Seifa Madrash. Eis Lasis Lashem, my tam, Meshul Meferet Teresecha. And Rashi learns that pshat is that the times when Hashem will do Peronius by Ritzayne, because Heferet Teresecha, Eis Las Hashem, Hashem will do bad things, Kaviyakot, you know, it's not bad, but they'll do punishments to people, because Heferet Teresecha, my time of Hashem, those people who Heferet Teresecha, if Hashem do something wrong, Hashem will take care of them. And Masefa L'Reisha Madrish, the one we know, this Drasha is more to get, we know this Drasha, Heferet Teresecha, you let us sometimes go against the Torah, my time of Hashem, Eis Las Hashem. There are special times, there's Eis Lasis, to make a get there in Klai Yisrael, you'll understand wrong. Like Rashi gives an example, Elio Bahara Carmel, where he brought on a Bama, even though Bama was Asar, but as Eis Lasis, to make a get there, you're allowed to do a Bama. Zokhtu Maravaita, Tanya, Hila Zokhtu Neim, Mashas Hamachnisim Pazer. When everyone, all the Marbitze Torah stop being Marbitze Torah, so the word Pazer, you go out to be Marbitze Torah. But Mashas Mafazim, when everyone's being Marbitze Torah, they don't need you, Kanes. Don't try to get covered, they don't need you, and just stay inside. If you see the Torah that needs more Torah, go out and spread out Torah. Shneimar, yes, mefazim and oisav. You spread out Torah even more. People need it more. All right. If you see the dar that Torah is not chaviv alav, then fakir, don't teach them Torah. Kanei shnema eis lasis Hashem hefer tar secha. Certain times when a fair is secha, don't spread out the Torah. If Torah is to be a bazillion, don't spread out the Torah. Doris bar kapara, zolas kavutz kanei minei. If there's cheap schayra, buy a lot of it because you don't know if it's going to go up in price. Another thing he said, but I said let's gava. There's no man here. Tamar avagever. That's where you should be, a man. Frank the Masha. Well, that's bar kaparas drasha. It sounds very familiar. It's a mishnah. The mishnah says, "V'mokim shein ish yishtadli es ish." He's saying there was no ish. You should be the ish. It's a mishnah. It's a mishnah novice. Frank the Masha the kasha. Masha says that the mishnah novice talking about being askin. Oisk b'tzarech tzibra. Mokim shein ish. You should also be ish. This is talking about Tyra. But mokim shein ish or amoyer hara. This is talking about amoyer hara Tyra. But as the is gaver tamon loy tav gaver. If there's a mayor in town or a rav in town, you don't have to be a rav. So gemara pshita and rashi the kash is that the mayor aloch may rabbi. Of course, you can't be the rav. Lo nitzchav v'shteim shavim. Still v'shteim shavim and bas makim zog rashi tamot chacham ve'in the gadol menu al tita atara lidush v'kaver. Don't if they're both equal, let him be the rav. Doris bar kapara, ezu parashak tanish kol gufei tarit luim behem. What's a parasha in Torah? It's got a mishlei. That the whole Torah is mamash telling this pasuk. It's in the pasuk, "V'chol derechecha de'eu hu yashar chasecha." In all your ways know Hashem, and He'll straighten out your ways. Rashi learns it means even to do a avera, like a case of a Yor Karmel. But the Rambam has a whole perek on this, how in every midah you could serve Hashem. So to Maravaita, Amar Rava, fill the avera. That's like right we spoke out. Fill the avera, v'chol derechecha de'eu even the avera. Doris Barkapar, Oyom Yilma Adam is Benoy Umnis the Kiev Akala. A person should always teach his son a simple and clean Umnis, Mahi, Omrav Chista, Machta Musa. It means to make straight stitches, and therefore you always have a job as a tailor and make straight stitches, and it's an Umnis in the Kiev Akala. You don't get too dirty, you don't have any Nisyainis. You should always teach your child in the Umnis in the Kiev Akala. So Tanya, Rabbi Yemelam, Ayarba, Adam, Reim, Sech, Beisa, don't bring too many friends into your house. Shanema, Ish, Reim, Lish, Re'a. If you have too many friends in the house, fights are going to happen. It's not going to be good. Certain bad things are going to happen. Don't have too many people in your house. Don't be too much of a matzit. Tanya, Rabbi Yemelam, Yimna, Adam, Apotropos, Sech, Beisa. A person should not appoint Apotropos in the house that he makes him very comfortable in the house. He runs the whole house. So Molly Lemina by Tifar is Yosef Apotropos Sechbeisa Leibala Isadava. It's only because by Tifar appointed Yosef at Tzadik and made him mamash of al bus in the house. That's why the whole mitzvah of Eishes Patifar happened. Don't put Apotropos in the house. It's not healthy. Tanya, Rebbe Yomer, Lomu Nisbucha Parashas Nozir Parashas Soita. Everyone knows in Parashas Nosoi, Nozir is right before Parashas Soita. Loimalach Shekol Haroya. So it's the opposite. Nozir is right after Soita. Parashat Nozir is right after Parashat Soita. What's the pshat? Lo yimalach, shekol haroya Soita b'kilkula yaza atzman ha'yayin. Anyone who sees a Soita b'kilkula understands that znus comes from drinking too much, and therefore, yaza atzman ha'yayin. Omar chizki rei d'arpanach ha'riach. Lo yimalach, parashat Soita, parashat Shumas Shemaisros. Right after Parashat Shumas Shemaisros comes Parashat Soita. What is that teaching us? Lo yimalach, someone who has Trumas Maestros, but he says, I don't want to give it to the Kohen. I'm a cheap guy, I don't want to give it to the Kohen. Soif nitzach l'Kohen ayde yeshto. You don't have to go to the Kohen anyway, because of your wife. Chas v'shalom. Shneim av ish es kadoshav lo yiyu. It says in the passage, if someone keeps his kadoshav, v'samach lei ish ish kisishta ishto. If his wife goes off, that's the next passage. Let's bring the ish, his wife to the Kohen. So if someone's to give Trumas Maestros to the Kohen, he'll end up going there anyway. At the end, he's going to need maaseris for himself, maase ani. Ish es kedoshav. If he keeps his kedoshav, lo yiyu. It's going to go to you. You're going to need the maase ani. Omer Nachman Yitzchok im nosan. But if you give maase, then soif mesashiv becomes rich. Never ish ashiyidin lekoyin lo yiyah mamin harve. If he gives it to the koyin, then he'll be very rich and he'll get to have a lot of money. Omer Avuna Bar Brech Yom Shum Rabbi Loza Kapper. Kol Mashatav Shem Shemayim Bitzayroi. anyone who is Meshatav Sheshmayim B'tzayir, what does that mean? Rashi has two pshatim. Either it means he's Mevarach Ha'ara Dayina Emes, or it means he's Mevakish Rachamim. That's what it means Meshatav Sheshmayim B'tzayir, right? Then Koifim Le'Parnos, Medovos Parnos, Shnema V'hoya Shakai B'tzarecha V'kesef Tu'ufa Islach. And Tu'ufa Islach is Lashon of doubling. We had before, on that Mevom Aleph, a Lashon, that there was a little lettuce on top of a by my head there, it said Lashon if eskecha, if, Lashon ayif, if, ta'ufais means double. Rabbi Shmuel, Rashi brings a pasuk to bring a raya, brings a pasuk, it says v'kafalta, and the targum taitches v'ta'if. Which maybe this is parasha. But I want to start too from Bracha, the same exact Lashon. Rabbi Shmuel, Rachmeni, Omar, parnasasoi, mu'afefes like a tzipar. The parnasasoi, it floats to him like a bird. It would be very easy parnasa if he's mishat shen shemayim b'tzayrei. Shenem av a kesef te afaslach. The kesef will fly to you. Amrav tavi amri yeshu kol merapa asm divir teira. Anyone who weakens himself in learning, then im ba koyach lam v'yom tzara, who won't have koyches to withstand a yom tzara. Shenem av hitzrapesa v'yom tzara, then tzar koychecha. Your koyach will get shvach. Even one mitzvah you're weakening. Any weaken in anything, that will cause, give you less immunity to tzara and make it harder for you to deal with tzara. Rabbi Vo said a story. When Chanina ben Achi Rav Yeshua went down into Golos, he started being ma'abed chadashim from Chutz La'aretz. Even though he's supposed to be from Eretz Yisrael, he felt that there was no one big enough in Eretz Yisrael, and he, in Chutz La'aretz, did Ibar HaChadosh. So the people, the G'dayim Eretz Yisrael, were upset about this. The Shogar Achrav, Shnei Tamid Chachamim, they sent two Tamid Chachamim to talk to him, Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, Uben Benoi Shel Zechariah ben Kvutal. They sent Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur and the grandson of Zechariah ben Kvutal. So they were nervous. They didn't want to, they had to get themselves first to have a shtickle, mismicha there before they could say anything. So what happened? Kimin Shirah Isam, when Chanina saw them coming, Amulahem, Lomabasim, why you come? He got suspicious. He said, what are you coming for? Amulah, Limon Tarabanu, we came to learn Tarabayu. Oh, so he's very excited, Chanina. He said, Hichuz Aleim, Anoshim Aleim. So Rabbi Chanina told everyone, Anoshim Aleim, Gdele Adarhem. These two are Gdele Adar. Vavisayim, Shom Shavis Mikdash. Their grandfathers worked in the Vis Mikdash. How do we know? Because Chanina was a Chari ben Kvutal, Mishnah and Mistakh Zuma. Zechariah ben Kvutal Omer, Harvi Pa'avim Karisi, the fun of, used to, the Kaigal would stay up the whole night just to keep him interested. And Zechariah ben Kvutal said, I read in front of him a lot of times, Karisi, the fun of a Sefer Daniel. So you see, Zechariah ben Kvutal, who is this guy Zayda, was in the Beis Mikdash. So they sat down by the Shir. Hischahu Matame, when Rav Chanina was Matame selling, Haim says, Matame, Matame, they said it's Tar. Who also Haim Atirim? Now he got a little upset on them. Hirchaz Lehim, Anoshavalo Shal Shavim, Shal Tayuim, these people are liars. Hey, Amr Loi, they said already, Kvar Benisa, you already built us up, it's too late. V'yati Yochel Lister, you can't knock us down anymore. Kvar Gadarta, you already, fenced us in, you made us big already. V'yati Yochel Lipreitz, you can't knock it down. We're ready something. So Amr Lehem, Pnei Ma Ani Matam V'yati Matarim, Ani Ois V'yati Matirim, why are you always contradicting me? Amr Loi, so they said to him, Pnei Sha'ata Ma'aber Shonim V'kevei Chadosh B'chustarim, you're doing something wrong. You're being Ma'aber Chadoshim, Ma'aber Chadoshim and Shonim in Eretz in Chutz La'aretz, and it says it has to be L'shich Noi Siddushu, it has to be in Eretz Yehuda, it has to be near the base of Mikdash. Omer Lahem, so he said back to him, like Kiva ben Yosef, and Ma'abish Shalom, and Kveh Chadosh, and Chutz La'aretz, like Rabbi Kiva did it in Chutz La'aretz. Omer Lahem, Hanecha Rabbi Kiva, Shalom, Niach, Kamoise, and Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva, when he left, he didn't leave anyone as big as him in Eretz Yisrael. Omer Lahem, so Rabbi Chanina said, Ah, Fanila, Yenachti, Kamoise, and Eretz Yisrael. I didn't leave anyone in Eretz Yisrael also as big as me. Amr Loi, you're right, when you left they weren't so big, but they grew a lot since then. Gediyim shehenachta nasu tiyoshim bali kanayim. The little goats you left there became now big rams with the horns. They became a tiyoshim, and I don't know if the word is rams, but the goats that are older with horns, they're much older now, and they're much bigger now. They are big to me, the Chavner Eretz Yisrael. Veheim, and they, shagrunu etzlecha, they sent us to you, vechein amr lanu, l'chu amru, tell Chanina B'Shemenu in our names, M'Shemeya Amutav, if you listen and stop paskening about this, good. M'lav Yehei B'Nidu. Not going to be B'Nidu. For Amru, And say also la'achenu shebegoyla. Say to our brothers in goyla. If you listen to this mutav, v'mla, if you don't listen to this, then you might as well just go off the derech already. V'mla yalhar, go up to the mountain. Achia, who's a big ask in there, chutz la'aretz, yibon a mizbech, let him build a mizbech. And chanina, chananya, yinage v'chinar, should play the kinar, because Rashi explains that Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, who is his grandfather, served as a Levi in the Beis HaMikdash. This was Chanina ben Achai Rabbi Yeshua. No, he was a brother, he was a nephew. But you see, Rabbi Yeshua was a Levi, so he was a Levi also. So he should have nagged Mechinar. V'chapru kulam, v'chapru kulam, everyone should be kaifer of Chas V'Shalom. V'yoyim re'el lehem v'chelev v'kel Yisrael. So after they said that, v'yad go kolam v'chiyav amru, Chas V'Shalom, yeshlom v'chelev v'kel Yisrael. We want a chelev v'kel Yisrael. And the whole kach lama, what was the whole taina? Lama mishum shenema, ki mitziyen teitzei teira udevar Hashem Yerushalayim. This is so bad, is because ki mitziyen teitzei teira udevar Hashem Yerushalayim, the teira has to come from Tzion, and that's what we have to paskin. So, what? L'shich nesidu shusham, yeah. They're both true. Rashi brings down shusham, I didn't make it up. So, this first minute of the Gemara to that. Break the Gemara. When he said Tahar, and they would contradict this at Tahar, you understand, L'chumri, you could do that. How can you do it? Someone who is Metame, Chacham is Metame, you can't be Metar. Osir, in Chaver Shel Hatir. If the Rav says Osir, you can't be Metar, you can't be Matir. And for the Gemara, Kesavri Kech Lunigur Basrei. They pass in this way, so they shouldn't go Basrei. Now the Goyin speaks out that, of course, it had to be a pshat. There was a makam lahakal. Because no makam lahakal. Even they shouldn't go basrei. That they shouldn't go after them. You can't make up a psak. Pshat, of course, they had a makam lahakal. But because there was a makam lahakal, they went this way lahakal in order they shouldn't follow Chanina. They wanted to make a point that they shouldn't follow Chanina.